以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所读的讲座，内容不再梵歌原意，第八章世界二十八及第九章世界一至二，时间1966年11月21日，地点纽约。
योगी परं स्थानं उपैति चाद्यम् The Lord says that the purpose of all Vedic instruction is to achieve the highest goal of life back to Godhead.
主说，一切伟大训示的目的是获得这生命最高的目标，回归神。
Any scripture of any country, not only of this Bhagavad Gita, but any scripture, they are aiming simply how to get us back to Godhead.
任何国家的任何经典，不仅仅是这不加梵歌，它的目的。只是要带我们回归神。
That is the purpose.
那是目的。
Take for example, any of the great religious reformers or acharyas of any country.
可以举任何国家的任何宗教改革家或acharya作为例子。
In your country, Lord Jesus Christ or Lord Buddha.
在你们国家，主耶稣或者主布达。
Of course, Lord Buddha, he adventured himself in India. Later on, his philosophy was broadcast all over Asia.
当然，主布达即主佛陀，他降临在印度，但后来他的哲学传遍了整个亚洲。
Then, Lord Krishna.Or Hazrat Muhammad, anyone, get.
还有主 Krishna, 或者穆罕默德，你随便举一个人。
Nobody will say that you make your best plan in this material world and live peacefully.
他们中没有人说，你在这个物质世界里做最好的打算，平和的生活。
That is a common factor.
这是一个公共的因素。
There may be little difference according to country, climate, and situation in the scriptural injunction.
可能根据国家气候和环境，在经典训示方面有些小的区别。
But the main principle that we are not meant for this material world, we have our destination in the spiritual world, that is accepted by everyone.
但他们都接受这一主要的原则。我们并不是为了这物质世界的，我们的目的在于灵性世界。
Therefore, Lord Krishna says.
因此，主 Krishna 说。
Vedeshi jagyesu tapasu caiva danesu jatpunna phalam pradishyam. Abhyeti tatsarva vidang viditya yogi param sthanam paiti chadyam. The yogi, the transcendentalist, he is.Chief aim of life is how to get into the spiritual kingdom.
Yogi, 超然主义者，他生命的主要目标是如何到达灵性的国度。
That is the highest ambition of the yogi or the transcendental.
那是一位 Yogi, 超然主义者的最高的抱负。
Now, we begin the ninth chapter.
现在我们开始第九章。
Yes. Finish the eighth chapter. Yes, beginning ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
我们结束了《佛教梵歌》第八章，我们现在开始第九章。
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, is speaking.
人格神 Krishna 在讲话。
Sri Bhagavan has several times described what this word Bhagavan means.
我已经几次描述过这个词 Bhagavan 指的是什么。
Bhava means opulent, and van means who possesses.
Bhava 意思是富裕， van 意思是拥有者。
The Bhagavan, there is everything has definition.
每件事物都有定义。
So in the Vedic scripture, we will find the definition of God.
在伟大文献中，我们能发现神的定义。
We have got some conception of God, but in the Vedic literature, we will find definite description. What do we mean by God?
我们有关于神的某些概念，但在伟大文献中，你能发现关于神的确定的描述。当我们说神指的是什么？
But that, what we mean by God, is described in one word, Sri Bhagavan.
当我们说神的时候，所指的事物被一个词描述了，是 Bhagavan。
Bhagavan, Bhagavan means opulent, and van means one who possesses.
Bhagavan 意思是富裕， van 意思是拥有者。
So what are the opulent?
是哪些富裕呢？
The opulent is that riches, wealth, and strength, and influence, and beauty.Education, knowledge, and finances.
富裕是财富、力量、影响、美丽、教育、知识和气绝。
These are opulence.
这些是富裕。
Therefore, Vedic literature says.
因此，伟大文献说。
Aishadhyasya samagrasya, bijasya, jasasasya, gyanavairagyasthiva, bhagaviti sarangana, bhava. These are opulence.
这些是富裕。
Vishaja means opulence, and Vishaja samagrasya bijas, bijas means strength.
Aishwarya 意思是富裕 ，Vishaja 意思是力量。
And jasasa means fame.
Jasasa 意思是名誉。
And Vishaja bijasa jasasa sriya means.Beauty.
Shriya 意思是美丽。
And Gyana means knowledge.
Gyana 意思是知识。
And Renunciation, Vairagya.
还有气绝 Vairagya.
Renunciation. These six opulences, when you find presented in a personality in full, he is God.
当你发现如果有一个人全然拥有这六种富裕，他是神。
He is God. That is the description of God. You have many rich men here in your New York City, but nobody can claim that he is the richest of all. He has got all the riches of the world. Nobody can claim.
你们纽约市里有许多非常富裕的人，但没有人可以声称他是最富裕的，他有这个世界上一切的财富，没有人能这么声称。
But if you find somebody.Who claims that all the riches of the world or the universe belongs to me? He is God.
但如果发现有人宣称这世上一切的财富，这宇宙里一切的财富都属于我，那么他是神。
He is God. Just like Krishna claims.
他是神，正如 Krishna 是这么宣称的。
In the Bhagavad Gita, you find.
在《不掉梵歌》中，你能发现。
Bhaktaram jagatabhasam.The Lord says that I am the enjoyer of all kinds of activities.
主说我是享受者，我是一切活动的享受者。
He is the benefactor of all kinds of activities.Bhuktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamahestaram.
他是各种活动的受益者。
I am the proprietor of all planets.
他说我是一切星宿的拥有者。
Loka means planet.
Loka 意思是星宿。
We are proprietor of certain extent of land here, and we are very much proud. But God says that I am the proprietor of all the planets.
我们是这里的。某片大小的土地的拥有者，我们都非常自豪。但神说，我是一切星宿的拥有者。
and Sridham Sarvabhutanam, and he is the friend of all living entities.
他是一切生物体的朋友。
And Sridham Sarvabhutanam Gyatyamam Shanti Nichyati. When a person understands that God is the proprietor of everything, God is a friend of everyone, God is the enjoyer of everything, by knowing these three things, one becomes very peaceful.
当一个人理解神是一切的拥有者，神是每个人的朋友，神是一切的享受者，通过知道这三样事情，一个人变得非常平和。
That is the peace formula.
这是平和的公式。
You cannot become in peace so long you think that I am the proprietor.
只要你还想着我是拥有者，你不可能变得平和。
You are not actually the proprietor.
事实上你不是拥有者。
You cannot claim proprietorship.
你不能声称拥有权。
Just like, take for example, this land of America. Say, 400 years before, the Red Americans, Red Indians, they were the proprietors.
比如说这片美国的土地，在400年以前，红印第安人，他们是拥有者。
Now you are the proprietor.
现在你们是拥有者。
Now, after, say, 400 years, 1,000 years, somebody will come, they will become proprietor.
再过400年、1,000年，或者别的人来，他们会成为拥有者。
So actually, we are not proprietors.
因此，事实上，我们并不是拥有者。
The land is there. We come here and we claim falsely that I am proprietor.
土地本来就在那里，我们到这里来，虚假的宣称我是拥有者。
So this philosophy, as it is stated in the Isopanishad, that Isavasamidam Sadvam, everything belongs to God.
在《伊修帕尼夏德》中也讲到这一哲学，一切都属于神。
Everything belongs to God.
一切属于神。
Nothing belongs to me.
没有东西属于我。
Actually, this is a fact.
实际上这是个事实。
But under illusion, we are thinking that I am the proprietor.
但在假象中，我们想我是拥有者。
So, God is proprietor. Therefore, he is the richest man.
神是拥有者，因此他是最富裕的人。他是最富裕的人。
He's not man, of course, he's God.
当然他不是人，他是神。
But he is the richest.
但他是最富裕的。
If you find somebody, there are many incarnations of God. Nowadays we find, especially in India, there are dozens of incarnations of God.
神有许多的化身。特别在当今，在印度，你会发现有成打的神的化身。
But if you ask him, are you the proprietor of everything?
但如果你问他，你是一切的拥有者吗？
That is very difficult.
那是个很难回答的问题。
These are the checks. How you can understand that who is God?
这些是检验方法，你如何去理解谁是神
？God must be the proprietor of everything.
神必须是一切拥有者。
And he must be powerful than anyone.
他必须比任何人都更有力量。
When Krishna was present on this earth, nobody could conquer.
当 Krishna 在这个地球上的时候，没有人能够征服他。
There is not a single instance that Krishna was defeated.
Krishna 从来没有被击败过一次。
So he belonged to the Kshatriya family. He identified himself as Kshatriya.
他属于 Kshatriya 的家族，他把自己认同为 Kshatriya.
The Kshatriyas are meant for giving protection to the weak. So he belonged to the royal family.
Kshatriya 是为了给以穷人弱者以保护，他是属于贵族的家庭。
So there were so many fightings in his.So long he remained on this earth, that in no fight he was defeated.
当他还在这个地球上的时候，有过那么多次作战，但他从来没有被击败过一次。
Therefore, he was the most powerful.
因此，他是最有力量的。
And so far as opulence is concerned, from Bhagavatam we find that he married 16,108 wives.
至于他的富裕，在《Bhagavatam》中，我们发现。他娶了16108位妻子。
and every wife had a different palace.
每一位妻子都有不同的宫殿。
His palace is of this kind.
那里描述了这些宫殿。
And he expanded himself into 16,108 divisions also.
他把自己也扩展为16,108个化身。
These things we have got in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
从徐曼的八卦当中，我们得到这些描述。
If we believe, it is all right. But great acharyas, great scholars of India, they have accepted this fact that Krishna is God.
如果你相信，那很好。但伟大的 acharya, 伟大的印度的学者们，他们接受这一事实 ，Krishna 是神。
Therefore, Bhagavan was. The Vyasdev, this Bhagavad Gita was written by Vyasdev.Spoken by Lord Krishna.
这薄伽梵歌是由 Vyasadeva 所写的，是由主 Krishna 所讲的。
It was noted by Vyasadeva, and therefore Vyasadeva says, "Sri Bhagavan was the supreme personality of God." He says.
这是由 Vyasadeva 记下来的，因此 Vyasadeva 说道 "Sri Bhagavan was 自尊人格神说。
What does he say?
他说什么呢？
Idantu te gujjatamam pravakshami anasuyave Jnanam vijnanam saitam jajyata mokshase asuha My dear Arjuna, now I shall speak to you the topmost part of knowledge.
我亲爱的 Arjuna, 现在我要向你讲述这最高等的知识。
Idantu te gujjatamam Guhyatamam means most confidential.
Guhyatamam 意思是最机密的。
There are different kinds grades of knowledge. But here, the Lord says, just I am going to explain what is the most confidential part of knowledge.
知识有不同的种类、等级，但这里主 Krishna 说，现在我要向你讲述什么是最机密的知识。
Idante guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. Anasuyave, this very word is used. Anasuyave means who does not envy.
Anasuyave, 这里用了这个词。Anasuyave 意思是一个不嫉妒的人。
Does not envy.
不嫉妒。
Just like the Lord says, I am the proprietor of all planets.
正如主说了，我是一切星宿的拥有者。
Oh, somebody may say, oh.Krishna is claiming the proprietorship of everything. How is that?
有人可能会说，啊 ，Krishna 宣称拥有一切，为什么是这样
？Because in the material world, we are always envious.
因为在物质世界，我们总是嫉妒的。
If somebody is greater than me, I am envious. Oh, he in that way, yes, so much progress.
如果有人比我伟大，我便嫉妒，啊。他在那方面比我进步那么多。我们是嫉妒的。这是物质世界的疾病。
So we are envious of God also.
我们也嫉妒神。
When God says that I am the proprietor, we disbelieve.
当神说我是拥有者，我们不相信。
So here this very word is used on a suyave.
因此这里用了这个词 on a suyave.
Arjuna is hearing from Lord Krishna without any enviousness.
Arjuna 在聆听主 Krishna, 不带任何嫉妒。
He's accepting what does he say.
他接受他所说的一切。
This is the way of understanding.
这是理解的方法。
We cannot understand by our mental speculation what is God.
我们不能通过我们的心意推敲来理解什么是神。
We have to hear and we have to accept.
我们必须得聆听，我们必须得接受。
Otherwise, there is no way to understand what is God.
不然的话，没有别的方法来理解什么是神。
The God says that because you are not envious, therefore I speak to you about the most confidential part of knowledge.
因此，神说，因为你不嫉妒，因此我现在向你讲述这最为机密的知识。
Jnanam vijnana saitam. Vijnana saitam means this knowledge is not theoretical, but it is scientific.
Vijnana saitam 意思是这一知识并不是理论性的，而是科学的。
Whatever knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita, we should not think that is sentimentalism or fanaticism.
我们从不教梵歌中得到的任何知识，我们都不应该认为它是感情用事或者是宗教狂热。
No, they're all vijnanam, science.
不，他们都是 vijnanam, 科学。
Jnanam vijnanam saitam jyotgyatva. If you become well versed in this confidential part of knowledge, then the result will be moksha se asubhat.
如果你精通了这一机密的知识，那么结果便是 moksha se ashubhat.
Ashubha, ashubha means inauspicious.
Ashubha 意思是不吉祥。
Our stage of life, our existence in this material world is ashubha, inauspicious, always miserable.
我们生命的状态，我们在物质世界里的存在是 ashubha, 不吉祥的，总是苦难的。
The moksha se.You shall be liberated from this miserable life of material existence. If you understand this knowledge.
Moksha se, 如果你理解了这一知识，你便能从这物质存在的苦难生活中解脱出来。
So, let us carefully understand what Lord says to Arjuna about this knowledge.
让我们来认真地理解一下关于这一知识，主对 Krishna 说了什么？
He says,
他说
Rajavidya Rajagayam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmam Susukham Kattumabhayam. Now this process of knowledge or this process of activity which you are trying to propagate as Krishna consciousness.
那这一知识的过程，这一活动的过程，我们现在正在推动作为 Krishna 的知觉。
Knowledge means, the topmost knowledge means Krishna consciousness, according to Bhagavad Gita.
按照薄伽梵歌，最高等的知识指的是 Krishna 的知觉。
Because in the Bhagavad Gita you find that a person who is learning, who is in actually knowledge, he isSymptoms will be that he has surrendered unto God.
因为在薄伽梵歌中你会发现一个有学识的人，一个真正处于知识中的人，他的迹象是他皈依神。
That is the symptom of knowledge.
那是知识的迹象。
So long we go on speculating about God, but do not surrender. That is not perfection of knowledge.
只要我们还在臆测什么是神，但并不皈依，那便不是知识的完美。
Perfection of knowledge is bahunam janmanam ante.
完美的知识是 bahunam janmanam ante.
After many many births, mental speculation, philosophical speculation, when one understands what is actually God is, God, then he surrenders.
在许多事的心智推敲、哲学推敲之后，当一个人理解了什么真正是神，他在那里皈依。
He surrendered. So long we do not surrender, we cannot understand God.
只要我们不皈依，我们不能理解神。
So, bahunam janmanamante gyanaman mang prapadate. The Lord says, one who is actually in knowledge, that knowledge is achieved.After many many births, not all of a sudden.
主说，一个真正处于知识中的人，那知识是在许多许多生之后获得的，并不是一下子。
Of course, if we accept that God is great, let me surrender, then we can accept in a second.
当然，如果我们接受神是伟大的，让我皈依吧，我们能在一秒钟里接受。
But our present position is to become envious of any great.
但我们现在状况是对任何伟大都嫉妒。
So we are also envious of God. Why shall I surrender unto God? I am independent. I shall work independent. These things are there.
我们也嫉妒神，为什么我要皈依神？我是独立的，我要独立的工作，有这些因素。
Therefore, for rectifying this misgiving, we have to rest many births.
因此，为了纠正这些错误，我们必须得等很多生。
And Lord says, after many many births, one who is actually in knowledge, he surrenders unto me. He surrenders.
主说，在许多许多生之后，一个真正在知识中的人，他向我皈依，他皈依。
Bhavanam janmanamante jnanaman mang prabuddhati. How does he so?
他是怎么样的呢？
Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Because after many many births, philosophical research, he can understand God is everything. God is everything.
因为在许多生的哲学推敲探索之后，他能理解神是一切，神是一切。
The whole Bhagavad Gita teaches is very fine.
整部《布达凡戈》教授这一科学。
God is everything.
神是一切。
We are also part and parcel of God.
我们也是神的所属部分。
So, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, one who understands that Vasudeva, God, and Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna means God.
一个人理解了 Vasudeva, 神或主 Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna 指的是神。
If there is any perfect name of God, that is Sri Krishna.
如果说神有任何完美的名字，那便是 Sri Krishna.
Why?
为什么呢？
Krishi bhuvachaka sabda nashta nibbitti vachaka tayo rekam iti Krishna para brahma iti avidhiya. Krishi means cultivation, and Krishi means very great. Krishna.
Krishi 意思是种子，意思是非常伟大的。
So Krishna, or Krishna means who? Repetition of birth. So Krishna, repetition of birth.
Krishna 是重复的出生。
No means one who checks.
No 意思是一个阻止他的人。
He is Krishna.
他是 Krishna.
Repetition of birth, one who checks, he is Krishna.
一个阻止重复的出生的人，他是 Krishna.
Therefore, our repetition of birth can be checked only by God.
因此，我们重复的出生只有神能够阻止。
Otherwise, not possible.
不然的话是不可能的。
Parinirvana mrityantaram. Nobody can stop his repetition of birth and death without having the causeless mercy of God.
没有神的无缘的仁慈，没有人能够停止他重复的出生和死亡。
So, therefore, Krishna and Krishna is a scientific name of God.
因此 ，Krishna 是神的一个科学的名字。
So, Vasudeva, the Krishna, another Krishna has many names.
Vasudeva 那是 Krishna 的另一个名字。Krishna 有许多名字。
Vasudeva means all pervading.
Vasudeva 意思是遍存万有的。
So, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many many births, if one comes to this understanding.That Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is everything. That is his perfection of knowledge.
在许多许多生之后，若一个人到达这一理解 ，Vasudeva, 自尊人格神是一切，那是他知识的完美。
That is his perfection of knowledge.
那是他知识的完美。
And at that time he surrendered.
在那个时候他皈依。
Some Mahatmas will love. That sort of, I'm going to say,great soul, Mahatma. Mahatma means great soul.
那种伟大的灵魂 ，Mahatma. Mahatma 意思是伟大的灵魂。
You have heard Mahatma, the word Indian word.
可能你听说过 Mahatma 这个印度词。
Mahatma is the designation of a person who is a surrendered soul to the Supreme Personality of God.
Mahatma.是对一个皈依了自尊人格神的灵魂的称呼。
He is called Mahatma.
他被称为 Mahatma.
He is not. Mahatma means great, expanding.
Mahatma 意思是伟大的、扩展的。
So one who becomes a devotee of the Lord, automatically he becomes expanding.
当一个人成了主的奉献者，他自动的便扩展了。
That's what Mahatma means.One whose heart is expanded.
因此马哈特玛指一个心扩展的人。
Here Krishna says that Rajavidya, Rajavidya, the knowledge which I am just trying to impart, this is Rajavidya, the king of all knowledge.
这里 Krishna 说 Rajavidya, 我向你讲授的这一知识是 Rajavidya, 一切知识之王。
Rajavidya, Raja means king.
Raja 意思是国王。
And Vidya means knowledge.
Vidya 意思是知识。
There are just like in our ordinary course of life, we find somebody king, somebody subject.
正如在日常生活中，我们发现有人是国王，有人是臣民。
Similarly, he is comparing this knowledge as the topmost, the king of all knowledge.
类似的，他把这一知识比作为最高的一切知识之王。
Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. Rajaguhyam means.Very confident.
Raja Guhyam 意思是非常机密的。
And Pavitra. Pavitra means very pure.
Pavitra 意思是非常纯粹的。
Idam. This knowledge.
Idam 这一知识。
And Uttama. Uttama means which is transcendent.
Uttama 意思是超然的。
Ut means a trance. And Tama means darkness.
Ut 意思是超越 ，Tama 意思是黑暗。
So Uttama means the knowledge which is beyond this material darkness.
因此 Uttama 指这一知识超越物质的黑暗。
This material world is called darkness.
这一物质世界被称为黑暗。
And when the knowledge surpasses this material world, a material knowledge that is really called Uttama.
但这一知识超越了物质的世界，物质的知识，它真的被称为 Uttama。
Udgata Tama, Jasma, from which the darkness has been separated.
从它那里，黑暗被分离了。
Light, the knowledge of light.
知识的之光。
So Uttama, Pratyaksham Avagamam. Pratyaksham Avagamam means if you follow this path, then you will personally understand.How far you are advancing.
Pratyaksha Avagamam 意思是如果你遵循这一道路，那么你能自己理解你前进了多少。
How far you have become on the path of perfection, you will yourself understand.
你在这一通向完美的道路上前进了多少，你自己会理解。
Nobody will require to certify that you have advanced so much.
没有人需要来断定你前进了这么多。
You'll understand yourself.
你会自己理解。
Pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. Dharmam means the religious principle.
Dharma 指的宗教原则。
Pratyaksham avagamam dharmam susukham. Susukham means that it is very happy to execute.
Susukham 意思是它执行起来非常快乐。
Very happy to execute.
执行起来非常快乐。
Susukham kartum abhyam.And if you perform it, it will have never any relapse.
而且如果你执行它，永远不会有任何间断。
It is permanent.
它是持久的。
We do many things which has no permanent effect.
我们做许多事情都没有持久的效果。
Which has no permanent. Suppose we work in this material world for some perfection of education or perfection of business, we get vast amount of money.
假如说我们在这物质世界中工作，为了某种教育的完美，或者生意的完美，我们积攒了一大笔财富。
But that is not abhyam.
但那并不是 abhyam.
That is not eternal.
那不是永恒的。
As soon as your body is finished, everything is finished.
一旦的躯体完蛋了，一切都完蛋了。
Your education finished, your MA degree finished.Your bank balance finished, and everything. Your family finished everything.
你的教育结束了，你的硕士学位结束了，你的银行存款、家庭，一切都结束了。
Now again begin life.
你再次开始生命。
马上是进那里的他比哈。So therefore, anything whatever you are doing in this material world, that is not abhyam.
因此，你在这物质世界里做的任何事情。那不是 avyayam.
that is not eternal.
那不是永恒的。
Temporary.
是短暂的。
So, this knowledge is not like that.
这一次是不是那样？
If salpamapiyasta dharma satrayate mahatoga, the Krishna consciousness knowledge is so perfect that even if you do 1%, 2% execute, then it can help you help you protection from the greatest danger, salpamapiyasta dharma.
对 Krishna 自由的姿势是这么完美，即便你只做了1%、2%，它能够帮助你，保护你免于最大的危险。
And besides that, suppose in this life I perform work in Krishna consciousness, say 25%.
除此之外，假设说在这一生中，我在 Krishna 世界中工作，比如说25%。
I'm not perfect.
我没有到达完美。
My next life will begin from 26%.
我下一生会从26%开始。
So much what I have acquired in this life that is not lost.
我在这一生中所获得的那不会丧失。
These are the formulas we get from authoritative scripture.
这些是我们从权威的经典中获得的公式。
But material achievement that is due because it is pertaining to this body.The designation. Therefore, it finishes with the finish of this designation.
但是物质的成就，因为它是和这一躯体、这一名称有关，因此当这一名称结束的时候，它也结束了。
These are all designations.
这些都只是我们的名称、指称。
This body, I'm thinking, I'm American, I'm thinking, I'm Indian.
这一躯体，我想我是美国人，我想我是印度人。
These are all our designations.
这些都是我们的名称。
So, designation is finished, and there is no certainty what sort of body I am going to have in my next life.
名称会结束，而且我下一生会得到怎么样的躯体也没有保证。
There is anything, any material acquisition that is not permanent.
任何物质的成就，那不是持久的。
But this knowledge.This devotional service of the Lord to act in Krishna consciousness is permanent. Whatever you do.
但是这一姿势对主的奉献服务在 Krishna 世界中的活动是持久的，无论你做什么。
If you can do it perfectly, this in this very life, you get entrance into the kingdom of God.
如果你能做得完美，那么在这一生中你能进入神的国度。
But even if you are not able to make it perfection, still, whatever you do, that will go. Because your spirit soul.
但即便你没有获得完美，仍旧你所做的会跟着你，因为你是灵魂。
So your spiritual activities will be with you.
你的灵性的活动会跟着你。
And because the matter, material body will remain in this material world.Therefore, any work, any assessment of this material body will remain in this material.
而因为这一物质的躯体会留在这物质的世界，因此，这一物质躯体的任何工作、财富会留在这物质的世界。
This is the formula.
这是公式。
So, Krishna will explain, by and by about this formula, which is described here as the king of knowledge.And a very confidential and transcendental and very happily done.
Krishna 会逐步地解释这一公式，这在这里被描述为知识之王，最机密的、超然的，做起来非常快乐。
Happily done. Now, to act in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service, you can understand it how happily it is done.
在 Krishna 世界中的活动奉献服务，你能够理解他做起来多快乐。
Now, take for example what we are doing here.
比如说我们在这里所做的。
We are singing, we are dancing, we are taking a nice prasadam offered to Krishna and chanting and discussing Bhagavad Gita philosophy.
我们在唱，我们在跳，我们在享用 供奉给 Krishna 的很好的 prasadam， 我们在念诵讨论不掉梵歌的哲学。
These are the process。
这些是方法。
These are the process。We are not meant for any stringent rules and regulation or gymnastic or breathing control. So many things that as they are described and performed by many different sections。
我们并不是为了任何严厉的规范守则或者体操或者控制呼吸这么多东西，正如其他的派别所描述所实践的。
But here, it is very easy and happily done.
但这是非常容易，非常做起来非常高兴的。
Everyone wants to dance.
每个人都想跳舞。
Everyone wants to sing.
每个人都想唱歌。
Everyone wants to eat.
每个人都想进食。
Through these formula, dancing, singing, and eating Krishna prasad, and hearing philosophical discussion, transcendental topic from Bhagavad Gita. So, don't you think it is very happy?
通过这一公式，跳、唱、享用 Krishna prasad， 聆听哲学讨论，从不掉梵歌里的超然的话题，你不认为这是非常令人快乐的吗？
And whatever you acquire, it is permanent.
而且我们所获得的任何东西都是永恒的。
Whatever knowledge you acquire, that is permanent.
你获得的任何知识，那是永持久的。
That is not going to be finished till the finish of your body.
当你的躯体结束的时候，那不会结束。
It is such a nice.
这是这么好。
So, we are trying to impart this philosophy in your country.
我们在这里把这一哲学输入到你们的国家。
We invite your cooperation.
我们要求你们的合作。
As Lord Krishna said, it is very nice thing.
正如主 Krishna 所说的，这是这么好的事物。
Susukham, kattam abham, and vijnana. Vijnana means it is scientific.
还有 vijnana， 指它是科学的。
It is not a sentiment or fanaticism. It is scientific.
它并不是感情用事或者宗教狂热，它是科学性的。
So try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita and help yourself, help your countrymen, help the world.
试着从不掉梵歌中理解这一 Krishna 世界的哲学，帮助你自己，帮助你国人，帮助世界。
There will be peace and prosperity.
那样会有和平和昌盛。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。结束。